think this would be another easy shadow trap."
None of her voices were amused now.
"Clever little bastard will pay for this!"
The fallen fireball burned its way into the cobblestones. Still ignoring her pain, Soulcatcher tried to stand. She discovered that she was not going to be able to walk. She was, however, not losing any blood. The fireball had cauterized her wound.
"My beloved sister, if you weren't already dead, I'd kill you for inventing those damned things."
Laughter echoed down the ramparts of the palace. A flicker of white glided after Goblin.
"I think I'll kill somebody anyway."
Soulcatcher made her way toward the palace entrance on hands and knees, muttering continuously. She had isolated her pain in a remote corner of her mind, and was now concentrating on being angry about what this odyssey was doing to her beautiful leather pants and gloves. Chapter 41.
"Can you believe that?" I asked. She was as mad about ruining her outfit as she was about losing Goblin and getting hurt.
One Eye chuckled, immensely relieved because Goblin had gotten away.
"I believe it."
"What? You too?"
"It's a northern thing. Everything she wears is leather. You people are all goofy about stuff like that. She probably has to fly 5,000 miles every time she wants a new pair of pants. Means she's really got to watch her waist and behind. Unlike some."
"Hey! No punching! We're all on the same side here."
"Do you believe this little pervert?" I asked Sara.
"You go ask Swan."
One Eye showed me his tooth. The one he was about to lose.
"He'll tell you the woman's got her good points."
Sara remained all business.
"What are we going to do if she just pretends the Radisha is all right? How many people normally see the princess?"
"Not many, I know. And there's no Privy Council anymore. We've seen to them. Except for Mogaba."
"We've got to see about him, too,"
One Eye grumbled.
"Let's not overreach. The Great General would be harder to take than the others were," I mused. "She wouldn't actually have to keep the Radisha in hiding very long. Maybe 2 weeks, while she builds a new council, handpicked to woof yes, ma'am, and how high, when she tells them to jump."
One Eye blew out a bushel of air.
"She's right. Maybe we should have considered that."
I said, "I did consider it. Having the Radisha under our control looked like the best deal. We can trot her out any time Soulcatcher gets too bizarre. And Soulcatcher will realize that. She won't let temptation carry her too far. Not until she sorts us out. She will do everything she can to find and recover the Radisha," Sara said.
"I'm sure of that. Which means we need to hurry up and get out of the city."
I said, "I have one little thing to do before I go. Don't anybody wait on me. Murgan, be a pal and put a little real effort into finding out about this other white crow." I did not await his response. Now that Goblin seemed safe, I was eager to interview our newest prisoner. Someone had taken some effort to make the Radisha comfortable. Nor had she been forced into a cage. Presumably, One Eye had provided a sampler of choker spells. I studied her while she